News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Metro man E. Sridharan, a much-admired technocrat who is credited with changing the face of public transport system in the country, will join the BJP, giving a boost to the saffron party ahead of the assembly polls in Kerala. The entry of Sridharan into politics through the BJP was announced by State Party Chief K. Surendran at a press conference on Thursday. Surendran said the official function of his joining the party will be held during its two-week-long Vijay Yatra commencing on February 21 from Kasargod to Thiruvananthapuram to expose the misrule of the present LDF government and previous dispensation led by UDF and prepare the party's ground for the assembly elections likely to be held in the month of April. Sridharan said he was joining the BJP to ensure justice for the people of Kerala who were being deprived of the fruits of development due to the self-centric attitude of the present CPIM-led LDF government. The 88-year-old Sridharan, who played a major role in executing Kerala's ambitious Kochi Metro Rail project, also said he would contest the assembly polls if the party decides so. The constituency will be decided by the BJP, he added. Hitting out at the present LDF government, Sridharan said that they could not provide better administration to the people of the state. The much-admired engineer, who had won accolades for finishing the Delhi Metro project within budget and on time, said the interest of the party that is CPIM prevails over the people's interest in the state. Sridharan, who was entrusted by the state government with the task to reconstruct a now defunct flyover in Kochi, is unlikely to cooperate with further projects of the state government. Earlier, Surendran said the BJP would like to field Sridharan as a candidate in the assembly polls. "We will place this demand before him," he said. Surendran alleged that the present LDF government and previous Congress-led UDF had tried to hurt Sridharan when he opposed their stand on development of the state. The BJP leader said Sridharan's decision to join the BJP indicates that the politics in Kerala is turning in favour of his party. He also said more people will join the party in the coming days. Puducherry Lieutenant Governor Tamilisai Soundararajan on Thursday ordered a floor test for the Congress government in the Union Territory on February 22 to ascertain whether it has majority in the wake of a spate of resignations by the ruling party MLAs that has reduced its strength to 14. The strength of both the ruling and opposition camps stand at 14 in the 33-member House, including three nominated legislators of the BJP. The assembly has five vacancies. Congress's own strength is 10, including the Speaker, while its ally DMK has three members. An independent also supports the government. Soundararajan's direction to Chief Minister V. Narayanasamy came after the opposition, led by Leader of the Opposition in the Assembly and AINRC Chief N. Rangasamy, reiterated its stand that the government has to prove its majority on the floor of the House, a release from the Lieutenant Governor's Secretariat said. The Lieutenant Governor has conveyed to Narayanasamy that the Assembly will meet on Monday and be confined to a single agenda, namely whether the government of the incumbent Chief Minister continues to enjoy the confidence of the House, it said. Voting shall take place by show of hands and the entire proceedings be videographed, it said. The floor test in pursuance of the above directions shall be concluded by 5 p.m. on 22/2/2021 and the proceedings shall not be adjourned or delayed or suspended at any cost, it said. Chris Morris on Friday became the most expensive buy in the IPL auction history, with Rajasthan Royals shelling out ₹16.25 crore for the South Africa all-rounder, even as uncapped players such as Karnataka's K. Gautam also hawked the limelight with hefty deals. Spin bowling all-rounder Gautam was bought for a record ₹9.25 crore by the Chennai Super Kings. The 32-year-old is currently with the Indian team as a net bowler for the ongoing test series against England. Tamil Nadu's Shah Rukh Khan, named after the Bollywood superstar, expectedly got a handsome ₹5.25 crore deal from Punjab Kings, more than 51 times his base price of ₹20 lakh. Shah Rukh has been in the limelight with his exploits in the recent Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy. Gautam, an IPL regular who was released by Punjab Kings, was the second off-spinner CSK bought after England's Moeen Ali. With a hefty price tag, Gautam became the most expensive uncapped buy in IPL history. His base price was also ₹20 lakh. Morris's big payday came after another all-rounder and perennial underperformer, Australian Glenn Maxwell, once again managed to attract a winning ₹14.25 crore bid from Royal Challengers Bangalore. Punjab Kings, who went into the auction with the maximum purse among eight teams, paid ₹14 crore to rope in Australian pacer Jai Richardson, hoping he will plug the gap in their leaking bowling department. The 24-year-old, who has played two tests, 13 ODIs and 9 T20Is for Australia, was the leading wicket-taker in the recent Big Bash League. Punjab paid a big amount, ₹8 crore, for another Australian pacer, the uncapped Riley Meredith. The 24-year-old has 43 wickets in 34 T20s that he has played. Morris, who came with a base price of ₹75 lakh, generated bids from four teams before it became a battle between Royals and Punjab Kings. Royals eventually sealed it with a record bid, which made Morris the costliest buy at the auction ever, surpassing Yuvraj Singh, who was bought by Delhi Capitals for ₹16 crore in 2015. The costliest player in the IPL remains Virat Kohli, retained for ₹17 crore by Royal Challengers Bangalore. In 70 IPL games, Morris has scored 551 runs at 23.95 and taken 80 wickets at 23.98. England all-rounder Moeen Ali also went for a high price of ₹7 crore to Chennai Super Kings. Both Maxwell and Moeen had base prices of ₹2 crore. Absolutely buzzing to play for CSK, they have a massive fan base and I can't wait to meet them. I can't wait to play under Dhoni. My teammate Sam Curran is there too. This made my day, made my year, said Moeen in a video message. Bangladesh star Shakib Al Hasan was lapped up by KKR for ₹3.2 crore. He missed the IPL last year as he was serving a ban for failing to report a corrupt approach. Australian pacer Nathan Coulter-Nile also ended up with a good deal, fetching a ₹5 crore bid from Mumbai Indians. He had a base price of ₹1.5 crore. Australian Steve Smith, who was released by Rajasthan Royals, was bought by Delhi Capitals for ₹2.20 crore, only ₹20 lakh more than his base price. At his base price of ₹1.5 crore, England batsman David Malan was a bargain buy for Punjab Kings, who went into the auction with a maximum purse among eight teams. New Zealand fast bowler Adam Milne went to Mumbai Indians for ₹3.2 crore, more than six times his base price of ₹50 lakh. Arjun, son of cricketing great Sachin Tendulkar, was bought by Mumbai Indians for ₹20 lakh. The left-arm pacer had entered the IPL auction with a base price of ₹20 lakh and was sold at the same price to the five-time IPL champions. Arjun became the last player to go under the hammer during the auction, and there was one bid for him, and that was by Mumbai Indians. His celebrated father also played for Mumbai Indians in the IPL. And American music legend Dolly Parton is asking Tennessee lawmakers to withdraw a bill that would erect a statue of her on the Capitol grounds in Nashville. Given all that is going on in the world, I don't think putting me on a pedestal is appropriate at this time, Parton said in a statement issued on Thursday. Democratic Representative John Mark Windle introduced the bill last month that aims to honor Parton for all that she has contributed to the state. Aside from her status as a music icon, Parton is a lifelong philanthropist. She founded the Imagination Library, which mails books to children under the age of five across the world to improve child literacy, and her $1 million donation to Vanderbilt University helped develop the highly effective Moderna vaccine. Her advocacy for racial justice was recently celebrated in a mural in Nashville. In advocating for the statue, Wendell said, "At this point in history, is there a better example, not just in America, but in the world, of a leader that is a kind, decent, passionate human being? She's a passionate person who loves everyone, and everyone loves her." In her Thursday statement, Barton thanked the legislature for their consideration of the bill and said she was honored and humbled by their intentions. Although she asked lawmakers to withdraw the bill for now, Barton said, "I hope, though, that somewhere down the road, several years from now, or perhaps after I'm gone, if you still feel I deserve it, then I'm certain I'll stand proud in our great state capital as a grateful Tennessean." Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.